We go now to Boston and to Bruce Gellerman of member station WBUR. And Bruce, you have been attending the briefings by local law enforcement officials and city officials there in Boston. What's the latest?
Well, the latest, they have 1,500 the Massachusetts National Guards troops out throughout the city helping the transit, the state and Boston police kind of act as eyes and ears. I spoke with the Adjunct General, Major General Scott Rice, and he said if more are needed, they'd bring them out, but right now they don't. Right outside the door of my hotel where the press room is, where the hastily convened press room, they've got Boston SWAT team outside the door, and they're not letting us out. I think if we go out, we're not coming back in. And there's a 15-block exclusionary area around Copley Square.
The authorities have said that they have no one in custody. Are you hearing anything about any leads on or suspicion of who might be behind the attacks?
Yeah, I asked Governor Deval Patrick that specific question because there had been rumors that they had a suspect of interest, and he said, no, we have no suspect.
No suspect, okay. And Bruce, you mentioned the National Guard that's been brought in. What else is going on? You say you haven't been allowed out, so I'm not sure what you can tell us about the scene outside.
Well, earlier on, they kept on pushing us back. I went almost to the finish line. It was about a block and a half. They had started to cordon that off. And they kept on pushing us a half block, and then another half block, and then another half block. And I kept on saying, well, why are you doing this? And finally, a fireman said that they think they've got other devices, unexploded devices. I went through a walkway, and they wouldn't let me go on the walkway because they found a package, which it's not unusual. There were tens of thousands of people here for the Boston Marathon, so there were lots of packages. I spoke to a woman, a nurse, who was in the recovery tent for the runners right after the finish line, and she was telling me that she had seen a man with both legs blown off, and severe lacerations and other people. There's an unconfirmed report, that among the two casualties, there was an 8-year-old boy. I want to stress it's unconfirmed.
An unconfirmed report about that. Bruce, there you mentioned other unexploded devices. Has there been an accounting by law enforcement officials of just how many unexploded devices they found?
No. There was a package, a suspicious package was found and destroyed by police at the Mandarin Hotel, which is just a few hundred yards from the finish line. The two explosions went off within 10 seconds of each other, and one was very close to the finish line, and one was about another 100 meters or so away from there, another block and a half. No, we don't know if there are other devices that were found.
Have you been hearing anything from the hospitals where all of these dozens and dozens of wounded runners and spectators have been taken?
Well, the only thing that we heard was from the governor and the mayor that they had secured the hospitals, that there were guards at the hospitals, but we heard nothing else.
Okay. That's Bruce Gellerman of member station WBUR speaking with us from the Westin Hotel in downtown Boston. Bruce, thank you.
You're welcome, Melissa.